Are we still on the phone? Still live? Okay. All right, we'll call to order the June 3rd meeting for the Town of Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. Again, we want to recognize that member Tony is on the phone and is present for the P&Z meeting. Okay, first agenda item is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
Motion to adopt the agenda as given.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item is the adoption of the minutes. Again, want to take a minute or two, look over the minutes from our May 6th meeting. Are there any recommended changes to the minutes?
It's a question, but do we not reference Joseph's attendance and staff present or
no.
People? No.
It's all you.
You're just here for good charm. Okay, thank you.
Temporary employee.
Okay, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is public comments. Do we have anybody? Okay, very good. We'll close public comments. Okay, it brings us to item number 5, old business. Before we get started on that, let's see, proposed text amendment. Okay, so, okay. Just want to bring the council up to date on the, or the commission up to date on the council decisions at the last council meeting. We had, remember, if we pushed several things forward to the council, everything was approved that we pushed forward. We had the changes to the sign ordinance regarding temporary signs. That does require a public hearing, so the council did set that for public hearing. When is that set for? June 15th at 5:30 or something? 5:30, okay. Probably not very controversial, but you know, something may come up. So that is set for public hearing.
Was there any pushback on that?
No. There's the same questions that we had here, for example, like real estate signs, and John pointed out that we have separate, you know, talking about real estate signs, or there's a separate component in the sign ordinance about that. The other items were the well, we went through about, 10 of those, I think they were. The
graffiti.
The graffiti, but not just the graffiti, but all then the changes recommended by the attorney to that particular section. They went through all that. It was all approved. We did have a discussion about graffiti from one of the council members. They were concerned that we were trying to regulate the color that people were allowed to paint their houses. And ultimately, we got over that and pointed out that this would not restrict people from painting their house pink if they wanted to paint their house pink, I guess, or striped or whatever it might be. So anyway, we got over that, and then the council did approve everything that's there. So that is approved. And those are the two things other than, I was also talking about the sort of things that we're doing for the future. So that's just kind of a summary of the last council meeting. So this brings us to agenda item 5.1, which is proposed text amendment to Chapter 15, definitions.
I'll take that, Chairman.
Okay.
You should all have this hard copy in front of you, and it's up on the board as well. I confess that when this matter came up last month, my mind automatically went to boat ramps, and I spent several days figuring out what the hell was the boat ramps that are going encroaching through the rear setback. Then it dawned on me, we were talking about access ramps. So to make it work, we took the approach of allowing that encroachment into the setback, as we have for other things that we worked on about 2 years ago. We refined that position, that provision, which is now 1536.010. But to make it work, we had to plug in the definitions in 1502.010. And those definitions are modeled very specifically on the American with Disability Act definition, so they're good to go. They stood the test of time. And I think the encroachment provision or revision speaks for itself. As Commissioner Garceau pointed out, I didn't catch until I was done with this that you all had, I didn't recollect that you all had talked about the condition of removing the access ramp under certain conditions, and that's what the green language is. That was a last minute fix. So you all can generally determine whether this works, and if you feel that it does generally, then you can decide on whether you want the red language or the red and green language.
Red and green.
I looked at it, and I believe the red and green language. If we don't have that language in there, it's never going to happen. At least if it's there, there's an opportunity for it to happen. And that was a strong discussion in last month's meeting where I supported Mr. Batson's comments. Just for my
John,
sense.
John, would you recommend the red and green?
Red and green, yes. Sir.
Okay, all right. Again, this is a change to Section 15, so this would require a public hearing.
The only other comment I would have is the possibility of putting in language there that the agreement would be signed and notarized and approved by the town attorney, maybe.
An agreement
to remove the ramp when the disability is no longer needed
before the house is sold.
Before the house is sold.
We don't have any language. That's fine. We can amend it to specify an agreement. Right now, that obligation or that mechanism is not in the text.
Is that type of mechanism in the text anywhere, or is it a completely new idea?
Well, you could plug it in.
It's something that I would probably try to require no matter what. It would make it a lot easier if it was part of the ordinance.
But do we have that anywhere else for any other item? Is what I'm asking. Was it in there for the swimming pools or other exceptions?
And special exceptions when town council allows things in their easements, for example, they do require a signed notarized statement. Yes.
Like the one that happened on Settlers Lane last month.
Correct.
Okay. Then I would support that as well.
Those things fascinate me from a legal point of view, but that's new here.
And there's no conflict between the definition and the removal part, where we talk about permanently installed. I can see if I'm permanently installing something, why are you making me remove it? Or is that being too
I mean, permanent in the definition just means that you can't pick it up.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So it's
a fix.
There is a, yeah, so it's permanently installed for the purpose of what it's used for, not in perpetuity. So,
yeah.
All right.
And if you all want the an agreement, then looking at the green line, you probably have something like, starting with that green hand, right, inserting after the parenthetical and before the T on the D. So it would read something like this, and by written agreement between the town and the property owner, comma, the ramp is removed. If you all want that provision of an agreement.
How would you put that wording again so we could get the exact wording?
See the green part?
Yes.
Come up to the, from the bottom, come up to the second line, and after the two I's with the parentheses, insert by written agreement between the property owner and the town, comma, the ramp is removed. Is that sort of what you're thinking?
That makes sense to me.
That's not exactly what you said, John, though.
How about just finishing the sentence by what event the property is sold as indicated in the signed notarized agreement between the town and the owner? Or a separate town?
I mean, an agreement's fine if they don't like one. Yeah. Definition of agreement, I can take it to town council, I guess. But I don't think people would really fight me on this. I'm just worried about the issue later on.
This is for, only for setbacks. That's the point.
Not on public property.
Right, and since you're allowing somebody to put something in a setback for their use only until they move, now it has to go back until for the original setback ordinance. So, I would think, actually, tell them that, you understand, this is just a temporary, this is an exception for you as for American Disability Act to build a ramp that goes to the in the setback, but once that ramp no longer leaves, you have to
And there's a signed agreement with that.
You have to return the setback to its original condition.
Beth, is this an edible, or can you edit this up here?
I cannot, no, that's Jim's copy.
So,
I can edit it later.
Right, but we have to do it verbally. You can't type it in that we agree. Okay.
So after the point number two, it says, by written agreement between the property owner and the town, comma, the ramp is removed.
I would say the setback has to be returned to the ordinance, whatever. You're returning the area back to where it was without the condition of the ramp.
I agree. I defer to Jim, though, for the exact wording.
You're not doing anything other than the encroachment other than the addition of the... I'd rather have it expressly say removal.
Okay, so Jim, why don't you give us your recommended wording exactly so Beth can get this down? Does that satisfy John? Is that okay with the commission?
Yes, fine.
Okay, is there a motion to, again, we're not approving this, we're sending this to, I always get confused on language.
You're going to forward it to council with a recommendation to adopt it, and we'll adopt a consistency statement after that.
Okay, I will make that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, and second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item then is we have to have the same motion basically with a consistency statement, which is included in the packet, I believe.
Yes. Let me just mention something to this Chase, so I'll make those changes once. In your packet, and maybe we get it on the screen if you need to, you'll have a proposed zoning consistency statement for the finding is set forth in the second paragraph up from the bottom. The commission finds that adopting these amendments will be reasonable and in the public interest, inasmuch as they are consistent with the policy stated in Part 2, Section 2B24 of the land use plan that the town will work with residents to, quote, improve housing conditions, end quote. If you agree with that finding, then I would entertain a motion to adopt this proposed consistency statement.
And forward that to the town council.
With the amendments.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make that motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been seconded. Any further discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, next item, light pollution ordinance and dark sky regulations. I did tell the council that we were working on this. We had a bit of a discussion. Probably the major point of discussion was a recommendation by one or two of the council members that we make sure that whatever we approve, that it is regulated by meters, that we actually use light meters and not kind of the best judgment of individuals and stuff like that. We actually do have light meters and appropriate light meters to measure this. We had talked about this last time, and I said that's in fact what we were planning. But with that, I did mention to the council, so they are aware that we are working on this particular item right now. The reason for that, I believe the commission wanted me to do that to make sure that we're not going to spend a lot of time and effort on this and have the council say no. So, I did present it to the council, got kind of a nodding point of approval that, yes, keep pushing ahead on this, and that's where we are today. So
we got a green light.
Yeah, we got a green light to proceed. Doesn't mean that it's going to be passed, but we did get a green light to proceed looking at this issue and forward something to the council at appropriate time.
What I would suggest then is let me work with Commissioner Garceau's initial draft, tailor it like we did graffiti, and go ahead and draft the ordinance.
That'd be excellent.
Okay.
And it was going to go as a nuisance, under the nuisance.
It'll be an amendment to Chapter 15, so there'll be a consistency statement and a public hearing.
Yeah.
Well, no, if it's under nuisance.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got mixed up. You're right. Chapter.
Yeah. That wouldn't go to a public hearing then.
Probably fine.
Okay.
It would follow the same things we just did.
The graffiti. Yeah, for the graffiti.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we did get the approval to go with that.
Yes. Yeah, we got the green light to push ahead, with the one caveat, which we already recognize, that it has to be tested by a meter, train meter.
Bright green light.
Hmm.
An appropriately bright green light.
Yes.
Yeah. So just need to use a meter on the app, a light meter.
I would believe it would be a calibrated meter.
Yeah, and people are trained, the whole thing that people have to be trained on it and all that sort of thing. So.
I'll draft it, thank you.
Okay. All right. I don't think you need a motion from us for that, do you? Okay. Next item is prohibited uses. With all the things, I haven't done any more on prohibited uses. I know last time we talked that it is up on Google Docs, I think it is, and we can add additional things.
Page 41.
Last page. Okay. Any comments, or do we want to kind of put a deadline? I would suggest we put a deadline to this, or else we'll just keep turning this over and over and over. So how about if we just all agree that by next meeting that we've all gotten onto Google Docs and try to implement something so we can have a good discussion at our next meeting? Is that okay?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay.
That makes sense. We moved some other things along very nicely.
Yeah, so it's time we move this along.
Time to pull back into
all
this.
All right, so good. So we'll have a deadline that if you haven't looked at this, then...
So be it.
So. Underground utilities.
Nothing further. Just to update Tony. Tony, I told him last time I had talked to... last month, talked to two underground utility contractors. They had indicated that our first step was to go to Duke Energy, but that requires some action by the commission, and during this COVID and other thing, we put it way on the back burner. Okay, Tony?
Okay. There are some things we could do as far as working with different utility contractors with guidance from Duke Energy. So I was thinking about this over the last couple months.
Yeah, no, that's what they said. They said that we have, the whole process was, when I called Duke up, they want to actually establish a working order number so they can keep referring that as we do things, and they would go ahead and tell us how, you know, how many feet of line we have, how many poles and all that stuff. And I thought that's something we ought to ask the town council if it's okay. They don't have any problem with us establishing that.
I think that the town council would be fine, because I did present to the town council several meetings ago.
Right.
And we got a green light to, you know, have you guys. In fact, I think you were even present there for that.
Yeah.
And so they green lighted it. So as long as there's not a cost, I think the town council would.
Well, somebody from the town is going to have to call them to set up that account.
Do you remember when we talked about that? If do you think we have sufficient authority that as long as we're not spending money, we can push ahead?
Okay, I can call Duke up and tell him to call.
We do. We've seen it send up a number. It's like a.
Duke would like to set up like a work order.
A work order.
Work order.
That we can refer every bit of this information to,
right,
so they can keep up with where they're at.
Exactly.
John can do that.
Can you?
I can make some phone calls. I know the people to call. Yes.
Well, if you would do that, John, that'd be great. But Do
you want me to go ahead and try to get that set up?
Go and get it set up, and then they can start actually. The underground companies we're talking about, they have to tell you how many feet, and they got to tell you what size pipe. There's a whole cadre of things that they've got to tell the underground utilities what to do in order for them to give us an estimate of what it would be.
And in general, what are we looking to do here so that I can describe this?
And Tony, jump in here, but put power lines, put all the utilities underground.
In Curry Beach?
In Curry Beach.
Okay.
I mean, that would be the ultimate goal, but it all comes down to economics.
But
there are
some. My experience working with some of the utilities, we're going to have to do a design for the kind of the overall, and we will have to also possibly, you know, work with another utility contractor. This would not be something Duke would do as an entirety on the whole project. It would be probably subbed out, or they may guide us to work with another utility contractor.
At the very least, it would be a phased operation. Sure.
Yeah.
But the idea is to get a work order so they can give us an estimate as feet, and then you can start talking to different granting agencies and things like that. Okay.
And the other thing is that we have kind of suspended. There also was grant money that several Florida seaside towns had gotten from FEMA. Allowed, you know, for reliability reasons, so we kind of haven't done anything on that either. That's kind of like chicken and the egg, so we thought we'd go ahead and get Duke on, and then we look for the, find out how much everything cost, and then see what grants are available.
But the starting point is to get that work order.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when we do it, if you all do a 10-year plan, it's kind of nice to have a cost estimate with it. Even if you can laugh about it, or you just go, hey, we might be able to do that.
Would that be something that would be in the land use plan?
I believe that it's laying in there.
Yeah, so, you know, it is actually good that we're talking about this, because we're going to start doing the land use plan, what do you think, about maybe in August or so?
Oh, we meet next Wednesday?
Yeah, we meet next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At 6?
6, yeah.
Oh, I got to get that on my calendar.
See? I mean, this is going to be a really informal meeting, just how are we going to get this organized.
Tuesday at 6.
And more, how are we going to pull in two citizens to be on there with us?
And it's here, right? So, okay, I got it. I missed an important meeting today, so I'm writing down things. Anything further on item 5.4?
Unless Tony's got something else.
Tony, are you good?
Nothing.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, thank you, Tony.
All right, new business. I have one quick comment. I was asked today about the regulations for chickens in Curie Beach. And we actually, the P&Z, we
did
wrote the whole thing. We wrote, all females, can't exceed 4. I mean, we spent a lot of time on this. And so This particular person also wanted exotic animals, and so I pulled up the text that we had written, which is now part of our ordinance.
This was not a person with an emu, was it?
I don't know what exotic animal she was talking about. She wanted chickens and exotic animals. Chickens I could deal with because it's specifically in there, but you know, we prohibit exotic animals. And she raised a very interesting question. I said, well, you know, what's an exotic animal? I said, well, that's a good question, because I'll just go to the definitions. And guess what? I couldn't find any definitions. And so I went through and did a search of definitions, and all the other categories come up with definitions, but we do not. I couldn't find a definition for exotic animals.
Remember, Brunswick County had pages and pages of
that. We started that, and maybe I think we backed away from that because we were listing emus and all these different lions, tigers, and bears, and all this sort of thing.
We agreed that that one
way or another.
Could you find a definition for exotic animals?
Can you go?
Didn't we do that? They had a monkey.
Yeah, we started.
Spider monkey that they had a vet.
Can you get the regulations on the screen?
I've been on it too.
We did
all that for the monkey.
Do you remember the citation?
I don't remember the citation. You can just Google, or not Google, but just do a search on exotic, and it'll pop up.
I want to see
For Kiri Beach, yeah. In the Kiri Beach Municipal Code.
It's 9.06030.
And see, we have it. We prohibit exotic animals, but then I look for a definition. Maybe I missed it, but I could not find a definition of exotic animals.
Go back up. Beth, I want to see 906 in its totality.
No, it just says that.
All right, hang on.
We don't have a definition category there.
We got a chart.
Yeah, we have charts and everything, but we don't have a definition.
Can I see the rest of this?
That was some of the most interesting conversations.
This is interesting
definition. There you go. But we need it.
But we don't have it.
We don't have it.
Permitted livestock in that table. I think that was a result of that conversation.
Yeah, that's kind of what I.
But see, but there is a section that says no exotic animals.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, but we don't define exotic animals.
Well, statutory construction rules say that if you don't define it, you go to the common dictionary definition. So what does the dictionary say?
The one I just looked up has an exotic animal is any animal that is not part of the definition of an animal under the Code of Federal Regulations and one that is not native to the United States, such as an elephant, camel, kangaroo.
I remember now that Kathleen's right, instead of trying to do the laundry list,
right. We
did the table of permitted livestock, and we fell back on that general definition, which references federal guidelines for what is exotic. So we do have a definition, it's just the Webster's definition.
Do you think, because just so, I mean, we understand that because we talk about all these legal sort of things, but an average citizen might be looking at this ordinance and say, well, what do you mean by exotic animal? Do you think that we need to put the definition in there?
It would make it more user-friendly. It's not legally required because, again, you have a well-set rule of statutory construction that says if you got a precise word and it's not defined in the ordinance, you go to the dictionary. But if you want to make it user-friendly,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. I would recommend that we put a definition of exotic animals that are exotic animal.
To bring that back next month.
Yeah, we need it. I
is that okay to bring it back?
We need it.
Okay. Yeah. And again, I think you had one right there that it's a pretty simple definition.
What was the question on the chickens?
Oh, she wanted chickens. But she was mad. She's actually moving out of Kiri Beach Village because she can't have chickens. Because it's allowed by our town ordinance, but not allowed by the HOA. So
by the HOA.
Yeah, so but the HOA I don't think is moot about exotic animals. So she was interested in exotic animals too, so anyway, but it's okay, but she's moving to Castle Hain, where she can have chickens and exotic animals. So, all right, anyway, is there any other new business? Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, a second? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, excellent. So I will work on that press release tomorrow.
When did we decide about the surveyor and